I really want my daughter to grow into a position to be a good citizen, to be the type of person that has a positive impact on others.
Welcome to The Art of Fatherhood, a podcast that takes you on the journey of fatherhood. Now here's your host, Art Eddy.
What's going on, everybody? Art Eddy here for The Art of Fatherhood. And on the line, I'm very happy to have Brad Kozlowski. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me, Brad. How you doing, sir?
Doing great, Art. Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, man. To you in a quick second about NASCAR, but we're going to talk about fatherhood. But first, man, I got to say, happy birthday today, man. And I hope you're having a good day.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I had the morning with my family. And, you know, I have a two-month-old and a four-year-old that's maybe going on 14. it was good, and spending the time with my daughters and my wife, and now it's back to work. So
nice, man.
Here at the racetrack in Daytona International Speedway, getting ready for the Daytona 500.
Cool, man. Yeah, I got two daughters, a little bit older. They're 11 and 9. For me, though, I got to ask you, when you found out you're going to be a dad for the first time, what was going through your mind, sir?
I don't think anyone can prepare you for having a child. You know, it's more you think you're prepared, the less prepared you probably are. It's just one of those things that you just kind of have to go do it and see what happens. So I think, probably that overwhelming sense of being completely unprepared, but also, a sense of, hey, I've been through a lot of other things in my life and they turned out okay. This is going to be great.
Well said, sir. Talk about some of the core values you and your wife look to instill into your daughters as they're growing up.
Well, I really want my daughter to grow into a position to be a good citizen, to be the type of person that has a positive impact on others. And that's easy to ask for. At the end of the day, your kids are going to be themselves, whether you like it or not. But you try to influence it and steer it. I think probably one of the biggest things I've learned from parenting is when you're a kid, you think, especially as you get older, that a lot of the things you're doing because of your parents. And over time, when you have kids, you realize that a lot of the things you did were just because they are who you are. I think you see that when you have kids, because when you try to teach them something and it's not sticking, and then you see them pick up other things that you really didn't push at all, you go, huh, that's interesting. You know, my daughter, when she was born, I gave her every little toy car and Power Wheels. I think she's got three different Power Wheels. And she has, zero interest in anything around driving.
Yeah.
But the first time she saw a princess dress, she ran to it. And I think now we have about 10 of them. And every time I turn my back, we're getting another one because she loves it. I never really encouraged her to be a princess. But in her mind, that's exactly what she is and what she wants to be. So I think you just start to learn over time that those are just personalities, and you just want to help her find the thing that, makes her happy and makes her a great person.
Nice.
I think we're trying to expose her to as many things as possible and trying to make sure she understands and appreciates them.
That's perfect, Brad. And the people at NASCAR have been very kind to me, kind of taking me behind the scenes. And I kind of see that NASCAR, out of the different, major sports and entertainment business, is like family friendly for the drivers. I see sometimes like how you guys can bring your family depending on their ages and, the season and all that. But talk about how you and your family balance work and family. Because, of course, when you're racing, of course, with Daytona 500 starting up, it's all business. But how do you kind of balance that?
Well, I'd like to tell you that I'm good at it, Art. But, some days I feel like I am, and some days I feel like I'm terrible at it. Every day is a battle. And you're always making decisions and questioning the decisions you've made. And so what does that mean? That means, today I'm going to work all day and get home late. And then tomorrow I'm going to spend all day with the family. And when you're working all day late, you're thinking the whole time, I really hate that I'm not spending these valuable days and hours with my family.
Yeah.
And then, of course, when you're with your family all day, you're thinking, oh my God, everybody at work needs me. And if I don't get back to work, I'm going to lose my job. And then I'm not going to be able to pay for any of this. And then my family will be in even worse shape. So, it's such conflicted emotions, on what's right to do. And I feel it's really hard to balance. It's probably the biggest struggle I have on a day-to-day basis. But it's an important one to get right. Some days I probably do it better than others, to be honest with you.
Gotcha. I appreciate your honesty. One more question before we get into racing. What is one big piece of advice you offer to new dads listening to this?
Ooh. Well, I think I would go back to work-life balance.
Mm.
Be cognizant of it. Think about it. Understand that you're never going to be perfect so that you can roll with the punches try to be perfect, but understand that you can't be.
Yeah, no doubt. Perfect advice right there. Yeah, strive for perfection, but realize it's not going to happen. So really appreciate that, Brad. Of course, Daytona 500 is this weekend, start of the NASCAR season. How do you physically and mentally prepare for this season, sir?
Ooh, well, you know, mentally, you got the simulators and all that stuff. And physically, of course, you just try to stay in shape. You know, I don't like to get too much into what I did to prepare because it's fairly proprietary, but it's a long season. And, you know, the best way to be ready to drive a race car is to drive a race car. So, you know, you try to do all those things. You can do testing and so forth, but those are fairly limited on what you're allowed to do. So it's not an easy sport to prepare for.
Gotcha. Appreciate that. Two more questions before I hit you up with a fatherhood quick five. And this might be asking, like, which is, you know, like, do you have a favorite child? But in terms of racing, you've accomplished a lot in your career so far. Do you have one accomplishment that stands above the rest, maybe just because of the certain time or the thing when you accomplish it, you're like, yes, this is what I needed to, you know, validate my career in NASCAR?
Yeah, I think winning the 2012 championship is a pretty easy answer to that. It's probably the highlight of my professional career to be able to win it with Team Penske, a team that had never won a cup championship, and to do it with a team that had been built from scratch and with an iconic brand like Miller Lite that had, you know, never won a championship either. That was... That was quite an honor. It really was.
Nice. And where and when did you find your passion for racing? Could you, like, pinpoint it, or was it gradual, or how did that whole thing start up for you, sir?
Well, I don't ever remember not wanting to be a race car driver, to be honest.
Nice. You know,
I feel like from day one, that was what I wanted to be, and I can't remember ever having a moment where there was an aha. I just remember always wanting to do it.
Love it, man. Thanks for that. Now we got the fatherhood quick five. Favorite family movie in the household? Just because, you know, you talked about the princess dresses, it might be something along those lines. I'm taking it, right? That the family likes to watch together?
Well, you know, it changes.
Okay.
I'll be honest. If you had asked me this question probably a month ago, it would have been the movie Sing.
Oh, nice.
Now it's the movie Aladdin.
Okay.
The one with Will Smith.
Okay, nice.
If you ask us in another month, it'll be whatever new movie there is, so we'll see.
Nice. Favorite family song, or is there a band you couldn't wait to introduce your daughters to, or, you know, when they get a certain age, you know, introduce them to, or is there a favorite family song right now that you guys have?
Yeah, I would say my daughter really loves Sheryl Crow. My wife likes it. I don't mind it either, so we listen to a lot of her music.
That's awesome. Describe the perfect family vacation. Where would it be?
Well, we just got back from Disney.
Nice.
And that was really great. I wouldn't say it's our favorite, though. Our favorite is anything on the beach.
Nice. Very cool. I always ask this when I have the privilege of talking to a NASCAR driver. Now, picture a NASCAR fan walking up to you and saying, "Hey, Brad, I'm going to be going to my first event live in person instead of watching it on TV. What track would you recommend? What track would you recommend to them, sir?"
Well, I'll go back and forth between the Daytona 500, just for the legacy, the tradition, and so forth, and the Bristol Night Race as being the two races that I think are must-see. So whichever one they live closest to, I would tell them.
Very cool. And lastly, what are the top three words you hope your daughters would use to describe you as a dad?
Besides I love you?
Yeah.
Let's see. I hope she would say that I was caring, hardworking, and respectful.
Very cool. People, make sure you follow Brad on Twitter at Keselowski, and also go to his website, bradracing.com. Thanks again. I know you're a busy guy, especially with the Daytona 500. Best of luck in the season and continued success, sir.
Thanks, Art. Appreciate you.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts and go to theartoffatherhood.net.